Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying a faith that endures. Our text has been Hebrews 10:36, which says, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." Why is it that the Scripture tells us that we have need of endurance? God wants us to develop a faith that endures. The word endurance there, it's translated actually as patience in the King James, but it's from a Greek word that means cheerful or hopeful endurance, patient continuance or constancy. We need to have a faith that can have patient continuance even when it looks like our faith is not working, even when difficulties arise, even when doubts assail us from every side. God wants us to be able to have an endurance of spirit, an endurance of our faith that will bring us to the end result of obtaining the promise of God. But James gives us even further insight into this need for endurance, the very why of endurance. And we find in James chapter 1, starting at verse 2 through verse 4, these important words: "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Here is the why behind the question, why do we have need of endurance? Why does Hebrews 10:36 say, "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may obtain the promise"? We have need of endurance because it will bring a perfect result, it says in James 1:4, that you may be perfect, and that word actually is the word mature, that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. The testing of your faith produces endurance. When you faced difficulties or trials or pressure that comes against your faith, if you will hold steady, if you will endure under the circumstances, it will produce an increased level or ability to endure longer, to have greater endurance, and therefore be able to obtain greater and greater promises. We find this spiritual truth illustrated in natural things very commonly. We know that when a person begins to train to be a runner, that at first their endurance level will be low. Even if they are a good athlete in other areas, if they have not practiced running, their ability to go for a long period of time will be limited. They don't have the endurance developed yet. Their cardiovascular system and their respiratory system has not developed to be able to sustain itself at that pace for a very long period of time. Yet a person's endurance can be increased when they endure for a period of time. It produces greater endurance. If a person can run for 5 minutes and they continue day after day to run for 5 minutes, then the day will come when they can run for 10 minutes and then 20 and 30 and then an hour or longer. The same goes for people who perform other endurance events in athletics, such as endurance swimming and the like. But it requires that they endure for a short time before they can add to their endurance level and be able to endure for a long time. That is simply a natural example. One of the most dramatic stories of endurance I've ever come across is the story of a man named Sir Ernest Shackleton. And he was a great explorer in the early 1900s from the nation of Great Britain. And he set out to be the first man to ever cross the Antarctic on foot. He set sail in 1914 on a ship that he named the Endurance. In October of 1915, still a half a continent away from their intended base, the ship that he was traveling in, which was a three-masted schooner, was trapped in ice. And eventually the ice hardened and the ice floes moved and it crushed the ship completely. Shackleton and his men were stranded, drifting on ice packs for months at a time. They were literally castaways in one of the most savage regions of the entire world, facing phenomenal difficulty, horrific low temperature, freezing conditions of every kind, ice and snow, rain, their water, their supplies were frozen, their clothing would freeze in the driving sleet. They were literally trapped and had to endure countless assaults against their physical bodies and had no way out and no means of communicating with anyone in the outside world. But Shackleton had developed some phenomenal endurance. He had previously gone on several expeditions in the Antarctic and had endured harsh conditions. He had endured hiking long periods, trudging through the snow, dragging their supplies, having ice floes break beneath his feet, being plunged into icy water, and yet he had endured all these things and come back to England alive several times before because of this endurance that he had developed in his Antarctic explorations. Prior to the 1914 expedition, he was able to endure and teach his men how to endure these desperate conditions that they faced. They did not set foot on solid ground for 497 days. Part of that, they were in the ship, and then the other part, they were adrift on these ice floes. After a two-year period, Shackleton was able to finally return to England with every one of his party, all 27 men, alive and safe upon the shores of Great Britain. But the endurance that this man had developed for these Antarctic conditions had been tested before, and his endurance had grown, and his experience and his faith that he could survive had been developed on those previous expeditions. This natural example is very similar to things in the spirit realm. James tells us, when you encounter various trials, know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect or mature and complete, lacking in nothing. God wants us to not to despise the times of testing of our faith when we have to endure through difficulty and adversity. He wants us to embrace it, knowing that that period of endurance by faith will develop a greater endurance, enabling us to obtain greater measures of the promises of God. Sir Ernest Shackleton was able to do a greater exploit after having endured previous expeditions that were not as long or as difficult as that final expedition was. If you will endure through difficulty when you're trusting God for a particular promise, it will increase your ability to persist in faith in the future. God wants you to be able to believe for great things. He wants you to be able to believe for fantastic exploits in the kingdom of God. But if you cannot endure through the testing of your faith when you're believing God to pay your rent or to take care of your children or to get you through school or to help you through difficulties at work, you will never get to the place where your faith is matured enough to handle the endurance that will be required to achieve and obtain by faith greater results, bigger projects from God, a greater destiny that He has for you. Let endurance have its perfect work in your life. Ask God for the grace to endure. It's by His grace that we can stand through every difficulty and adversity we may face. He wants you to embrace it and then rely on Him for the grace to walk it out. He'll give you that grace, but don't turn and run. Don't give up. The Message translation says it this way: consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed and not deficient in any way. Don't try to get out of a faith test prematurely. Let it do its work so you can become mature. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying Faith That Endures. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.